Judges chapter 17. Now there was a man from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Micah. He said to his mother, "I heard you pronounce a curse on the one who stole from you 1,100 pieces of silver. I'm the one who took it, and I've got the silver." Then his mother said, "May the Lord bless you, my son." When he returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother said, "I am dedicating this silver to the Lord from my hand in honor of my son, to make a carved and cast metal idol. Now I will give it back to you." When he returned the money to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to a silversmith, who made from it a carved and a cast metal idol. It was put in the house of Micah. Now this man Micah owned a shrine, and he made a sacred ephod and household idols, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, from the tribe of Judah, a Levite who was staying there. The man left the town of Bethlehem in Judah, looking for another place where he could settle. Along the way he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Micah asked him, "Where are you from?" He replied, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am trying to find a place to live." So Micah invited him, "Stay with me, and be a father and a priest for me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver per year, along with a set of clothes and your food." So the Levite stayed. The Levite agreed to stay with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons. Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and lived in Micah's house. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, seeing I have a Levite as my priest."